Farmers and ranchers often try to protect their soil and water, sometimes getting paid by the federal government to do so. It's called conservation, and for decades it's been a pretty humdrum corner of agriculture. That changed when President Joe Biden announced a goal to conserve 30% of the country's lands by 2030. Now, some are opposing conservation and comparing it to government takeover. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert takes you to Nebraska, where opposition is boosted by powerful support from the governor.
Let's go back to Earth Day last April in Lincoln, Nebraska. Oh, wow. Governor Pete Ricketts is taking the stage at a conference. But instead of pushing a typical Go Green message, he's here to talk about the dangers of conservation. He says the Biden administration is butting in to something his state already does well.
We do the right thing here in Nebraska. We don't need the federal government lecturing us about the environment.
Nebraska's landowners are interested in conservation. They've historically been at the top of the sign-up list to get paid by the federal government for using environmental practices. President Biden praised that in a long document outlining his America the Beautiful initiative. It's more well known as 30 by 30. It's essentially a goal to conserve 30% of the nation's land and water by 2030. The plan is vague with some details. So a group of Republican governors, including Iowa's Kim Reynolds and Oklahoma's Kevin Stitt, sent a letter with questions Ricketts laid out at the Earth Day event.
We want to know, what's the definition of conservation? How are you planning to do this? Where's your authority? They don't want to tell you what those answers are.
Ricketts has filled in the gaps. To him, it could become a federal land grab. He suggests the government wants land out of agriculture production and will trick landowners if that's what it takes.
Americans are now addicted to conspiracy theories.
John Hansen leads the Nebraska Farmers Union and has worked around conservation for almost 50 years. He says up till now, conservation was a meeting place between people across the political spectrum. He thinks Ricketts has changed that.
What he has been doing is to create question marks and fears and suspicions where there should be none.
Hansen says he's afraid it could chip away at confidence in conservation programs that have been around for decades.
If landowners who have traditionally used conservation cost share programs and thought about them in an extremely positive way and saying, gee, I don't know whether I should or not, maybe the federal government in the fine print somehow is going to take over my farm.
That's never been a worry for Dean Fetty. He and his brother Wayne use conservation practices on their farm in southeast Nebraska. Sitting in lawn chairs in front of a white farmhouse, the brothers say they aren't nervous about losing ownership. They're in control. Dean looks out at the century-old oak trees where songbirds build their nests. He says conservation protects it all.
There is no land grab. The government is not going to take your farm. They're to help protect that ground. They want to see working farms continue to be working farms. It's just opposite of what's being told.
The brothers know their land will always be a farm. They entered a legal agreement called a conservation easement in 2010. Supporters say easements are tools to protect farmland, especially as more of it gets paved into parking lots or housing developments. But Governor Ricketts told Harvest Public Media that easements are a threat to property rights.
You are basically agreeing that you do not have your property rights anymore. You're restricting the use of that land to whatever those covenants mean, but you are giving up the right to be able to use that land in the way you want it. You've given up your property rights.
He's gone as far as to encourage county authorities to rethink whether to grant conservation easements. And at least two landowners have had their requests denied. Dean says there wasn't a trace of politics when he and Wayne got their easement a decade ago. And he says they have no regrets.
It's one of the better things we've ever done. This farm will be forever a working farm in perpetuity. This farm is a part of us. I mean, it's just an extension of us.
But for others in Nebraska, that path to preserving their land might be narrowing. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.